Imagine this. It's February 2026. You're in a science classroom, and there's this new voice in the room. It writes beautifully, sounds incredibly confident, but there's a catch.
A big one. It's often subtly, and I'd say dangerously, wrong.
And we're talking about generative AI, of course, but for today's deep dive, we're flipping the script a bit. We're looking at a blog post by Valerie Bennett and Christine Ann Royce. Mm-hmm. It's called, What If AI Gets It Wrong? And their argument is, well, it's that this isn't a crisis at all.
No, not at all. They frame it as a huge instructional opening, a chance to teach students how to think like actual scientists.
Right.
But that means moving from just using a tool to what they call epistemic vigilance.
Okay, hold on. Epistemic vigilance. That sounds heavy. Can we break that down?
Yeah, sure. Epistemic just means relating to knowledge, you know, how we know what we know. So vigilance is just, it's being on guard.
So not just accepting something because it sounds polished.
Exactly. And that's crucial because of how these models actually work.
Yeah.
I think people still fall into this trap of thinking the AI is, you know, reasoning.
Right. It's not thinking.
It's predicting. It's just playing a statistical game to find the most probable next word, not the scientific truth. So it gives you something that sounds like a textbook.
It mimics the rhythm of authority.
It does. But in doing that, it completely masks uncertainty. And real science is all about uncertainty, right? It's about variables and context and messy data.
And the AI just smooths all of that away.
It gives you a clean answer. So if a student just accepts that, they're skipping the most important part of science.
The evaluation, the critical thinking.
Precisely. So Bennett and Roy say we need to treat the AI as a first draft model.
I like that framing. Yeah, it lowers the stakes immediately.
And it changes the whole assignment. The goal isn't get the right answer from the bot anymore. It's critique the bot's answer.
The source has some great examples.
Yeah.
Let's get into the physics one. A student asks about projectile motion, and the AI just spits out these perfect-looking equations. So what's the problem?
The problem is that the AI almost always assumes ideal conditions, a vacuum.
So no air resistance, no wind.
Right. But it almost never states that assumption. It presents this very simple model as if it's the whole reality.
So the teacher's job isn't to say the AI is wrong.
No, it's to ask the student, okay, where does this model break? When does this answer fail?
So, you know, try it with a feather instead of a cannonball.
Exactly. Add a headwind. And suddenly the student is forced to identify the missing variables. They learn that all models have limits.
I thought the biology example was even even stickier.
The genetics one, yeah. Mm. If you ask an AI to explain how a trait is inherited, it defaults to simple Mendelian genetics. One gene, one trait, Punnett squares.
Which is fine for Gregor Mendel's pea plants, but it's a terrible model for, you know, human complexity.
It's a disaster if you apply it uncritically. So the assignment becomes having students use real case studies on polygenic traits, traits with multiple genes, to basically red pen the AI's answer.
So they have to mark up the places where the AI oversimplified everything.
Yeah. It becomes a much more active way to learn. You're not just absorbing information. You're actively debunking a flawed model.
So where does the teacher fit in? If they're not the sole source of facts anymore, what's their role?
The source calls them an epistemic guide. The AI can provide the raw content, sure, but the teachers is there to help students frame good questions and revise their claims.
They guide you through the scientific process itself?
They help you spot where the model breaks down. I mean, it's all about friction. If the AI is totally frictionless and easy, you don't really learn anything.
Mm.
It's when you have to stop and say, wait a minute, this doesn't account for this. That's when the real learning happens.
So for everyone listening, the big takeaway here is this. The next time an AI gives you an explanation for something complex, don't just nod along because the sentences are perfect.
Right. Treat it like a very confident intern who didn't check their sources. Mm. Actively look for the gap. Look for what's missing.
Because if we stop doing that.
Well, that's really the question we should leave you with, isn't it? If AI did eventually provide the perfect, flawless answer every single time,
mm-hmm.
would we just lose the ability to think critically about uncertainty altogether?
A pretty terrifying thought to end on. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.